Let's talk about I-bonds. In the last 6 months, this is according to the Wall Street Journal, in the last 6 months, $11 billion worth of I-bonds were bought by American investors. And it was only $1.2 billion for the same time period the year before. In the last month, there's been a pretty significant volume of internet searches on I-bonds. So what is going on with I-bonds? Why does everyone care about I-bonds? Why is there so much interest in I-bonds? And also, what the heck is an I-bond?
All right. Let's just set the table here to make sure that listeners know what we're talking about. I-bonds are savings bonds tied to inflation. So when you got a savings bond, it had one interest rate that was attached to it. I-bonds actually have two interest rates. They have a combo of a fixed interest rate and a variable interest rate tied to inflation. And so right now, with inflation chugging along the way it is, these I-bonds are paying a really nice return. And that return that they're paying is locked in for a good chunk of time. The fixed rate is set by the Treasury on the day that you purchase this bond. The variable rate is the inflation-adjusted one. It's set by the Bureau of Labor Statistics every 6 months, and it reflects changes in the consumer price index. The interest on these bonds is compounded semi-annually. It's added to the bond's principal. It's paid out when you cash that bond out or when it reaches maturity. And maturity comes at 20 years plus a 10-year extended period for a total of 30 years. So the past six-ish months or so, I-bonds were set at an interest rate of 7.12%. Going forward, they are now set at 9.6%. It's no surprise that they're really attractive to investors because it's a sure thing. And if you compare it to the rate that you're getting in a savings account or a money market account, which is next to nothing, these things look really good.
That brings us then, Brian, I think, to you. Give me an explanation of the interest that you're seeing and why do you think for your clients there's so much interest in I-bonds?
I think it comes back to the cash reserve. I mean, for the last couple of years, we've been sitting on checking, savings, money markets, CDs, making whopping 0.0%. And of course, with inflation now starting to rip, you've got your cost of living going up at 7, 8, 9%, and your cash reserves are making 0.0. So I think that's the ultimate trigger. So as you think about use cases, there's times for certain clients, we may recommend having up to 2 years worth of expenses in cash reserves. So if you're using I-bonds as a portion of your cash reserves, I think it's perfectly legitimate. You're essentially guaranteeing yourself that you're going to get a rate of return that's equivalent to inflation.
Now, there are some downsides. They're not perfect. You need to hold these bonds for at least a year before you can cash them out. And if you cash them out before 5 years, you lose the last 3 months of interest that you gain. But personally, to me, that seems like a drop in the bucket, again, compared to those bank savings account rates. The other problem with I-bonds is that you can't buy very much of them. Individuals are limited to buying $10,000 in I-bonds each year. You got to buy them directly from the Treasury through treasurydirect.com. If you're getting a tax refund, you can get an extra $5,000 by using your tax refund to directly buy paper I-bonds. But if you're trying to build a portfolio where you're putting in significantly more than that, people sometimes stop and wonder, is this worth it?